A big third for the visiting Barry Colts, but maybe it was late in the second that made the difference happen. 6-3 final. Ice Dogs dropped game up 4 at the Meridian Center to the visiting Barry Colts. Early, it was Owen Flores.
Tiller on his back, reaching up with both hands to keep it out. Worth the price of admission, Owen Flores.
Well, how did he even save that? I thought for sure this was in the net.
A very fast power play. Andre Lajko scored his second, 11-20, to make it 1-0 Ice Dogs.
Bronny, cross ice, fire this goal!
Ice Dogs had the 1-0 lead again because of number 35.
And a stick on it. Back it goes. Shot. Right glove save. Hemming walked into a snapshot. Snappier was the left hand of Owen Flores.
Well, do you think that body contact bothered Owen Flores at all? I don't think so.
On to the second. Ice Dogs, after Barry tied it up, would get the lead once again. Number 2 for Matthew Parrish.
Blocker save. Base goal!
First shot off, and a massive rebound by Hillebrand right to the stick of Mathieu Paris.
Once again, Barry got it even. The Ice Dogs took a lead. 4 for Alex Asadurian. This one coming at 16-23, the middle 20.
On the rush into the Barry zone, playing it back, Asadurian scores!
Another one from Asadurian. 2 in game 3, and another one here tonight. And a great play by Roebrick as he carries it across the blue line.
Up 3-2. It would be a very late, under 20 seconds to go, power play goal that would get it even after 40 at threes. And in reality, you're talking about an under 3-minute span, as Barry got a couple in the first 2 minutes of the third to put it away with the empty net. Of their final score would be 6-3 for the visiting Colts, 46-31. They had the shot's edge over Ben Boudreaux's Ice Dogs. Do it again to bring it back here on Sunday. It's game number 5 coming up at the Satellite Arena in Barrie. With Chad Nelson, I'm Ted Lehman. We're going to have it pregame at 7:15. Playoff home and regular season home, just your home. For your Niagara Ice Dogs, this is Niagara's new country, 89.1.